Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Lisa Lanier is our official attorney of this program. She joins us every week at this time for Lawyer Up. Inside several legal cases today, we have a lot of them. Some of it involves high-profile Hollywood celebrities. Lisa, hello. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Very well. Speaking of high-profile celebrities, Chris Dim and I were watching news early this week, or maybe last week, and we looked over, and there was a shot of a couple of lawyers, including Gloria Allred, who is, of course, a legal analyst and lawyer to the stars, and right beside her in a Zoom box, our very own Lisa Lanier. You're talking with Gloria Allred. How about that? Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we are working together on some childhood sex abuse cases that are pretty icky here in North Carolina, and the clients are all over the country, and it's fun to team up with her. She's quite a good lawyer.
If I had known the subject matter, I would not have been so flippant.
Right, you're like,
yeah.
Woo!
Ah, Gloria Allred!
Turning to the stars!
I'll take when surprises go wrong for $1,000.
I would have used a different tone had I known what was going on.
Right.
Okay. What are you and Gloria chatting
about? Child sex abuse. I had it on mute.
What's she like?
Yes. Inappropriately peppy there. Yeah.
I do that sometimes by accident. When I dive in,
he
without
reading the room.
I don't ever read the room. I never read the room. I have no idea what I'm doing in that situation.
You weren't even half cocked.
No, God, I was quarter cocked at best. I would say. Another celebrity in the news today. Cher has filed a lawsuit against Mary Bono. Mary Bono is the widow of Sonny Bono, who died in the late 90s. Apparently, Cher is claiming that Sonny Bono's fourth wife and widow is illegally withholding royalties from Sonny and Cher's hits from the 1960s. Goes all the way back.
Wow.
All the way back.
I Got You, Babe.
Yeah, I Got You. That's one of the songs. She said that she and Sonny had an agreement legally that she would get some royalties for I Got You, Babe, and several other songs. And she has said that now this woman, Mary Bono, is not doing what she is supposed to do in giving her the money. And so she has sued her. You know all the facts about this, Lisa. Is Cher going to wind up winning this? And what is Mary Bono saying?
It's an interesting clash between a matrimonial, you know, divorce settlement versus the Copyright Act. Mm-hmm. Because there is a provision that Mary Bono is relying on in the Copyright Act that says a grant of a copyright like this only lasts for 28 years, and then the heirs, particularly in this kind of situation where a decedent issued it, the heirs can terminate it after 28 years. But Cher's argument is this was not a grant. This was my divorce settlement. You know, this was our marital property. Mm-hmm. I was the one collaborating and singing, and he was writing. And, you know, this was our marital property. It's my property. Well, a grant is different. A grant is like more of a gift or something. And so she's saying that's a distinction. And so it's just going to come down to the courts having to interpret. Of course, Cher's position is absolutely the Copyright Act does not apply here. This is something totally different.
I'm with Cher.
Interesting thing. Well, the interesting thing is that they paid her up until the 28th year, which was, I believe, 2016, and she's just now suing on it, and I don't know if she's been trying to work it out privately or if her statute of limitations was about to run, or I sort of suspected from the way it read, because it was being paid into some trust that Cher set up, that maybe Cher's just so wealthy she didn't notice for
exactly.
a few years.
Exactly.
You know, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yes, yes, the Kelly axiom.
Exactly. She's so rich.
Biggie will come in often and say, today's payday. Kelly would be like, what? It is?
Yeah, I didn't notice. Yeah.
Kelly doesn't run out.
You didn't what? No, I didn't notice.
Cher is so rich, she didn't notice for 5 years she wouldn't get the money she was supposed to get.
She wasn't getting millions of dollars.
Listen. Like,
do I remember this correctly, Kelly? Aren't you kind of a Cher super fan?
I love Cher. Yes.
Yeah.
I do love Cher. I love Believe. We just played that a moment ago. And I like I like a lot of her hits.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of her.
You like Social Security Cher.
I do.
Chris Dem and I like 60s and 70s
Listen,
Cher.
I do like Social
Security. Pre-surgery Cher.
Pre-surgery Cher.
I think Shoop Shoop song is really good. A lot of people don't like that. I'm a big fan of that song. And I am 100% on Cher's side here.
Of course.
And don't punish her just because she's so rich she didn't notice. buckets of money weren't going into her account.
She can't help. She's successful.
Yeah. No idea. Let's not punish the successful here.
Don't hate.
In your gut, do you think she wins? I feel like she will.
I feel like she will, too. Because, you know, I mean, it was Sonny and Cher, and it was her, you know, yeah. It was 50-50 her marital property. And so I don't think it's the same as a grant.
I agree with you. I agree. Let me ask you this question. Does this man, it's a new case now, does he have any recourse against an airline or a woman who caused him to be pinned to the ground? We did this story earlier in the week. They landed at LaGuardia because a guy on an American Airlines flight coming in from Indianapolis was thumbing through his phone, and the woman sitting next to him thought that he was reading instructions on how to make a bomb. There were pictures and stuff there of equipment. And then out of the overhead bin, he got out what she thought was a bomb. Well, it turned out to be a vintage camera. So he's a photography enthusiast about vintage cameras, antique cameras. So he's looking through his phone about it. She says, bomb. There's a bomb on the plane. They put down at LaGuardia, get him off the plane, put a knee in his back and put him on the ground on the tarmac and come close to arresting him. He was taken into custody here, and he says, it's a camera. It's a camera.
It takes pictures.
First of all,
can't breathe.
I really feel like, I think the woman sitting next to him should have said, you know, I'm probably wrong about this, but is that a bomb?
Yeah, what have you got to lose by asking?
Exactly.
I mean, if he's going to push the button.
Exactly. Instead, she quietly told a flight attendant, and the flight attendant told the pilot. The pilot put down LaGuardia, and they got him off the plane. I think he should have at least some frequent flyer miles here given to him. What do you think?
You would think. And you're right. You know, if she had just confronted him, if he's a real terrorist, he's going to be like, hell yeah, it's a bomb. Shut up.
Yeah. You know? Exactly.
What are you going to do now?
Right.
Yeah. It's a strange open, though. You're not building a bomb.
Now, come on now. It looks oddly like you have a bomb there. But she didn't do that.
The poor guy's like, it looks oddly like a camera idiot, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, because of the threat of bombs and terrorism that we've all been scared to death of since 9/11, you know, I think it is, there's a lot of latitude in trying to make sure that passengers are safe and that sort of thing. So I don't think that the airline would necessarily owe the passenger anything, like, unless, and I didn't hear anything about this, like, what is this guy's race, or his background, his ethnicity? Because if the woman jumped to this conclusion, say, because he was Middle Eastern or something, then you've got a different scenario if the airline jumped to that conclusion. But I think I didn't hear anything like that, so I'm guessing that doesn't come into play. Hmm. So I think it was just a lady overreacting. And, you know, they kept him in custody for a few hours, and I think they'll probably, you know, get the airline will give him something, but I don't really think they owe him anything.
Right. I wonder, you know, as a guy who loves taking pictures, I'm curious as to how old these cameras were because, you know, old-time cameras – mm-hmm. You know, from the 40s, 50s, 60s, don't look like any, like the cameras from the 70s and 80s.
Right, right.
And there is a generation of people that don't know what a camera looks like, period.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
true.
It's a phone.
That's true. That's a good question. I think if they're from the 40s, 50s, they are completely, that's the one.
Those
like
little square boxes you look down
little
into.
Boxes. Yeah, those little brownie cameras. Yeah.
See, that's what I would think she'd think of the bomb. That's what I was picturing.
Those are 1920s cameras.
I mean, yeah, really old cameras. You should buy some of those.
I have a bunch.
Do you?
I've got a bunch of my dad's old cameras. I love them.
Yeah. That is a pretty cool thing to have and do.
You can find the film.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think this guy.
There's no film.
I think this guy is owed. I think the airport.
It's good PR if they did something, the airline. They got nothing to lose.
They say, look, you bring anything that looks like a bomb on here, you're going to get a.
They didn't break his camera, did they?
I hope not.
They might have. Who knows?
They slammed him to the ground. Knee is back.
They heard him.